When Senator Jim Segate ran for the New York Senate in 2007, he promised to work harder for you. He has. Supporting our schools as a member of the Health, Education, and Welfare Committee. Fighting for our families on the floor of the Senate. And supporting our veterans as a member of the Veterans Affairs Committee. Jim promised to work hard for you. He has. Senator Jim Segate, working hard for you. Washington. Big oil gives millions to politicians and gets billions in tax breaks. While here in Wisconsin, record high gas prices. State Senator John Guard's taken over $25,000 from the big oil and gas industry and voted repeatedly to raise our gas taxes. Bob Clement is on the move because he has a specific plan for Nashville's future. The Tennessean says Clement's approach is thoughtful and serious. Bob Clement, a thoughtful, serious leader who will improve our schools, attack crime, and keep taxes low. What's the truth about Jim Risch's record on taxes? Jim Risch raised sales taxes by $219 million. The Idaho Statesman said, this point is beyond dispute. Now, the average Idaho family is paying an additional $400 in taxes. Jack Kagan thinks he knows it all when it comes to seniors. He pledged to fix the prescription drug plan by scrapping it, putting thousands at potential risk. There's more. If you care about jobs in Ohio, look past the promises on Issue 3 and read the fine print. Issue 3 legalizes full-blown Las Vegas-style casinos all across Ohio. August 18, 2003, Hobbs, New Mexico. Congressman Steve Pierce chairs an official House hearing on affordable natural gas. An executive of Key Energy Services, a large oil and gas corporation, testifies for reducing regulation on its industry. New Mexico deserves answers. Call Steve Pierce and tell him to make public the details of the sale.